Wiley Lally, 5 o'clocky.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Burnaby, British Columbia, surprisingly, and at the Simon Fraser University, all of which takes place on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belongs to the Skohomish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. So keep that in mind as we explore the rigmarole of the very packed weekend we have here for events here in now very sunny and rather warm British Columbia, Vancouver. So you still got a pack of jacket. It's kind of chilly out when the sun goes down. You know what I'm saying, back when I was like in my youth, so I'm coming out to shows, like seriously, you wouldn't catch me dead without something around my neck. Anyways, here's a little announcement as we get going.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Your wetlands are sick.
Listen to Home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
I feel like, you know, we're just rolling through the days here as spring has sprung itself upon us. I mean, I wouldn't mind a little rain every now and then. It would save me from watering my plants. So with that in mind, I think it's appropriate to be rocking and rolling through this afternoon here with a bit of Katamari Damacy behind me today. It's the best. Actually, despite loving the soundtrack, I've actually never played Katamari. I should. Looks fun. Do love rolling stuff. Nothing quite like rolling a giant snowball in the winter. It's makes you wonder, is this the hubris of rolling a giant snowball? They never stopped to think whether they should, if they could, or rather, if they should. I believe I butchered that line, but anyways, I've got a bunch of listening to tell you about to come back from that. So, coming as starting us off today, over at, let's see, where are we going to start? There's lots. Let's start with the stuff I got over here. So, I guess some bigger shows. Over at the Commodore, you got Mogwai doing the thing here with Papa M, all respectively doing their things. Tickets are like 40 bucks, probably more at the door. I don't know. Haven't been to the Commodore in a hot minute since I went to go see Flaming Lips. That was pretty rad. Thanks, Brendan, for the hookup on that. You made me and some random person's night because they were hoping for a ticket. I'm like, yeah, sure, frig it. Let's go. Once again, anyways, Mogwai, Papa M at the Commodore tonight, 7 o'clock. Just down the street from that, an hour earlier, over at the Pearl, you got Death Haven, a big loud band doing the thing with Trauma Ray, coming in from Fort Worth, Texas. Check them out. They're pretty neat. I've got a pretty stacked Thursday set for y'all, so we'll see if we can squeak them in, but they're pretty cool. Death Haven again with Trauma Ray here at the Pearl tonight. This is Friday. Screw me then. I ain't telling you about Friday till Friday comes, baby. So yeah, let's get the tell you about a bajillion other things that are going on here. Okay, so over at the Red Gate, 1965 Main Street, you got Cheap State, Indications, Early Work, and Cloud Sick doing their respective things. Doors are 8 o'clock for that one. I believe some of those bands are touring through. Where was it? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't know. Okay. But Cologne, let's see. Early Work's coming in from Kelowna. So, you know, get him out of wine country for a bit. Get him into, I don't know. What's Vancouver's drink of choice? Fat Tugs? Wildcats? Hay Alls? Neutrals? I don't know. Drink responsibly. Anyways, once again, Chief State, Indications, Early Work, and Cloud Sick over at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Be there. Next up, over at Green Auto, we have pretty sweet band, Numb Dame. They rip. See it for yourselves at Green Auto tonight. 7:30 doors, I don't know. They're playing with Blind Spot and Slow Side, respectively, doing their thing. So it's going to be pretty off-the-wall punk, experimental punk night. So check it out. Bring some homies. Get out of the house. You know, slam an alley bubbly with your homies. And, you know, bump around. Make some new ones. Okay, next up over, once again, Numb Dame, Blind Spot, and Slow Side all doing their things here. Check it out. Gray Lab on West Pender, featuring Bill Can, Kids with Knives, and Fuzzy Slug. Still great band name. Do like it. Hope you like it too. Bill Can, Weird Art Rockers, with an adorable stage presence. I saw them when they were played Alley Fest, the Red Gate. They had, like, a magician doing things during most of their set. It was pretty rad. Very interactive, very exploratory for the audience perspective. So check it out again over at Gray Lab tonight, Thursday night. Bill Can, Kids with Knives, not literally, and Fuzzy Slug. Check it out. Next up, back. Mount Pleasant here. We got Fax Cabaret, Night at the Cinema, Steph Wall, and Leo D.E. Johnson, doing the thing here. So check it out. Some soul-to-soul stuff coming in from Leo, so it'll be really nice. We'll probably definitely have that in the mix today. Haven't heard some new stuff out of them in some time, so that'll be exciting. We shall see. Cobalt got Still Depths, Bridgeland, and Banana House. Post-rocking their way through the evening, so check that out. Get groovy. Check out those homies. They're really rad. Really rad homies there. Ooh. I haven't had any coffee for the last few days, and I don't know how that's going for me, honestly. I don't know. It's mixed with, like, a weird sleep schedule and seagulls waking me up at weird hours. But all I can say is... I miss coffee. Iced coffee is the game now. It's an iced Americano season. So, yo, life hack for making your iced Americanos at home way better is, like, if you have an espresso machine like me, or you have French press and you're willing to do this for your iced coffee indulgences. First of all, iced coffee doesn't mix very well with just regular sugar. You need to make a syrup. So 1-to-1. So if you have 100 grams... of sugar, do 100 mils of water, you make yourself a lovely little simple syrup, mixes quite beautifully with your coffee because it's liquid. And then what you do, this is the hot tip here, is that I run my espresso really long, my Americanos, I just run it all the way through. And so just continue that idea forward into your ice tray. Fill your ice tray with ice, with coffee, and your iced coffee game will be much better, a lot less watered down, unless you're like me and you just slam that stuff. But of course, caffeinate yourself responsibly. Or don't. It's up to you. You're an adult. And then if you're a child, don't drink coffee too much. Or really at all. I don't know what to say. No diet. Do not take my advice. Unless you're like making iced coffees. Dude, that what I told you now is really good advice. Makes it way better. Anyways, let's get some music going here. We got Early Work here coming in. They're playing at Red Gate tonight. They're playing with Cheap State, Indications, and Cloud Sick. This is their song, Faux Pas.
Thank you. stretch over me. They change, that's how the story goes. But I lost another one to my fire. Fire, if this is love, let it be. But I gave it away on the first time, first time.
Welcome back. That was Leo D.E. Johnson with Small Room Confessionals off their album, Queen Bee. That was a fun little set, I do think so myself, if I may brush my nails upon my shirt. Let me tell you what you just heard, my dear friends. Again, Leo D.E. Johnson. You can catch them doing the thing at the Fox Cabaret tonight, Thursday night, with the Night at the Cinema and Steph Wall. Very nice. Kids with Guns, that was a fun little song. That was I Found a Frog. Probably one of my favorite phrases. I'm always down to see a frog. Shout out to frogs. Herp Gang. Kids with Knives, that was off there on Rat Sushi. You can see them over at... Where did I have them? Right, Grey Lab. They're playing with Bill Can and Fuzzy Slug. Very nice. Should be a great set. A lot of whimsy in the air with that one. Do dig it. Bridgeland coming in before that with a pretty fun, kind of like post rock pop. I'm not exactly sure how to exactly define it, but I did like it. What did they dress it up as? Kraut rock. Yes, pretty poppy. I did like that. Hope you liked it too. Good augmentation to the mix. You can catch them over at the Cobalt tonight, Thursday night, with Still Depths and Banana House. That was their song Disappearer off their album Automate. And the first band of that set was Early Work. That was their song Faux Pas, their self-titled album. They're playing at the Red Gate with Chief State and Cloud Sick, and Indications at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, door tame. So come on through, bring a friend, bring your mom. Maybe bring your dog, I don't know. I always feel bad for dogs at rock shows because like they hear real good and like it's crazy loud. So like maybe don't. Same with cats. I don't know, what animals are the most resistant to sound? Bring a pet rock, but only if they stay in your pocket. Do not put them in the pit. I don't want to see any pet rocks get hurt at the show. Next up, speaking of rock, we got Russian Tim, Precursors in the Furniture, coming in with some power and pop punk flavors for ya. So it's going to be pretty loud, pretty juicy. Some classic floor of the floor rock and roll pop punk. So if you like your 90s stuff, it should be pretty rad. Come through, that's at 8 o'clock at Red Gate. Russian Tim, Precursors, and the Furniture doing the thing at the Red Gate, 8 o'clock. Then over at Green, actually, let's stay in the area. There's a night of Persian pop music at the Fox Cabaret Friday night, curated by Sama Emri. From Tyrant Jazz Studios, I don't know. Anyways, this sounds really fun. If you want to get into some heyday Persian pop music, that'd be really cool. Again, over at the Fox Cabaret, Friday night. Still in the neighborhood, we got over at Take Your Time. We have Hallelujah Hailu, Jian and Kitiko, along with Petty Crime, who we'll hear in the next mix here. That'd be really fun there. Some cool stuff. Sounds like some fun pop punk, not really pop punk, but like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's music. It's good times. Come on. Let's not think about it too hard. Death Haven again. Yeah. On the Pearl Friday night. Check it out. Over at the Rickshaw, we got Day of the Dog, Canyon Riders, and Pistol Whip the Devil, which is a fun phrase, along with DJ JJ Cathcart. Cathcart? I don't know. I'm going to go with that possibly Irish pronunciation of that there, so forgive me on that one there. Yeah, sounds like... Let's see. I have some Pistol Whip the Devil coming here. So it's going to be a bit of rock, kind of country adjacent. I mean, with a band like Canyon Riders, come on now. It sounds like you're going to be doing some twanging on there and there. Yeah, so that should be pretty cool. Again, Day of the Dog, Canyon Riders, Pistol Whip the Devil, and DJ GG Cathcart doing the thing at the Rickshaw. What's also... That's it over there. Let's see, what do I got? Green Auto's got a pretty fun show coming up. Kara Bateman doing album release. We'll hear some stuff from her. sorry, I'm just reading the tagline on the song I've got queued up here. Joe Rogan broke up my relationship is based off a true story. I wish it was a joke is the tagline. So yeah, that came out last month. So they got a brand spanking new album to show you. They're playing with Summer's brother. And Mr. Pets over at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street in the alley. Bring a friend. Grey Lab coming in with In Pieces, Deserted, and Head Canyon. Head Canyon. Canyon Head. Trailhead? I don't know. I'm trying to think of like stuff like that. Canyoning. A lot of canyon bands in the mix here today. I mean, two, but like, come on. anyways, once again, Grey Lab over on West Pender, In Pieces, Deserted, and Head Canyon, all doing the thing. Healy coming in with some nice stuff here. Bri Lovejoy, that beautiful baritone voice of his, coming in to play with some Hope Slide here, who just released a new album, I believe, last week is what I mentioned it. And of course, Hotel Decor, which we'll hear from in the next mix here. Just looking at the album art of their latest album Lone Star, which they released like 2.5 years ago. It's just a huge LAN party. Like, I mean, it's photoshopped, but like, I'm just trying to imagine the smell in like a warehouse sized LAN party. I can imagine it'd be incredible. All those hot computers running Counter-Strike, see it kind of global operation as hard as they can. What a day to be alive. There's something quite like playing some split screen with the homies back in the day. I was never good at Counter-Strike. All the pro-Russian gamers got me with their freaking bunny hops. Bee hops, as they say. No off quick shots here. No 360s. Alright, I believe that's the mix here. So, let's get into some music here. Let's get off the fugue of that here. Here's Joe Rogan, Broke Up My Relationship.
Joe Rogan sucks!